Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 59. We were going to talk about Batman. We might talk about it a little bit later because one of the people here has not seen it, so we don't want to totally ruin it. Although Matt's done his best to blow all the spoilers in just a vindictive, evil, mean way. But that's how Matt is. But we got a big group. We had to get a second table. So we have the adult table and the kids table.
Where am I? I can't tell.
You're shh, nobody's supposed to know you're here yet.
You haven't been introduced.
Well, let's introduce everybody. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
Ryan Sargent.
Chuck.
Donnie.
Joe F.
Megan. Sorry, I have food in my
with mouth. A mouthful of food. Very nice. She didn't know that was coming.
It was American accent, Megan. Yeah.
Stop.
Tony.
Louder.
Tony.
Matt.
Jeez.
Adam Russell.
And calling in from parts unknown.
I used to buy comics at Pittsburgh Comics. Sean Wheatley.
And then I made you mad, and you decided to move back out west. I'm sorry.
I told you, I'm coming in for the Washington County Fair the week of August 13th through the 14th, school bus demolition derby night.
It's
going to be amazing.
Part.
So before we do previews, can I get Ryan's opinion on one piece of news?
What's up?
Oh, I know what this is.
Uh-oh.
I don't.
Grant Morrison
yes.
quitting... superhero monthlies.
I don't know why this is news, because he mentioned he was done with Action at 16 when the New 52 started.
Oh, really?
I thought, Sean, yeah.
I know why it's news.
Okay.
Because they're trying to sell those last few tickets for Morrison Con.
Yes.
That kind of, again, I was talking to James about that today. Isotope's one of the sponsors. And while it wasn't an overt, like, you know, planned out grab to get attention, he did mention that they did happen to move a few more tickets once that was out there.
Right. Well, I did like his joke in that interview, though. Morrison said that they should have just called it Kirkman Con and got Robert Kirkman to come because he thought they'd sell even more tickets that way. I mean, I'm fine with him being done. I mean, Multiversity is still coming, supposedly.
Well, he said he's, what, 70 pages into it in that interview?
He said he was 30-odd pages into a Wonder Woman book.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know what that project is?
Absolutely no idea.
Because I was guessing either Earth 1 Wonder Woman or Absolute Wonder Woman or All-Star Wonder Woman with Adam Hughes.
That's a possibility.
Because that would be awesome. I'd read that.
He first mentioned it during Final Crisis when people were like, why is Wonder Woman doing this? And he said, I have no idea because I didn't know what to do with her. And then I think in Super Gods, he talked about how it's been really hard for him to come up with ideas to do with Wonder Woman because he wants to take her back to the roots, but he doesn't think anyone will go for the whole bondage queen thing that he's always picked up on in Wonder Woman's roots. So
a Vertigo Wonder Woman book, maybe?
I doubt they would let him do that, but it would be interesting.
But, I mean, I don't want to say it's his time, but I know he was doing on 52...
Yeah.
When I opened, and he'd done, you know, obviously lots of stuff for Marvel before that. So, you know, maybe it's just time for him to go off. You know, he did Invisibles and all that. It was under Vertigo. He did
but that's fine.
Animal Man.
Superhero book. Invisibles.
Right. But maybe he's done with the superhero thing and wants to go back to, you know, he's got that Happy coming out from Image.
Historically, there's been a pendulum that swung between things like Invisibles and then to X-Men. Then once he finished X-Men, he went to We Three and Sea Guy.
I'm sure he'll be back.
Oh, Sea Guy was terrible.
You know, it's just
I'm
one
just
of those...
saying he did it. I'm not giving a commentary on it.
Is that your review on that?
We Three was fantastic.
It was
Sea
bad.
Guy was terrible.
But so maybe, you know, he's going off to do something else. But, you know...
Don't a lot of artists do that in other mediums? I mean, you kind of work a period or a section or a type, you know... And then they go try a country song or something. I mean, I came into being aware of Morrison after he had already created this large body of work. And if you look, it seems like he kind of has mined that area pretty substantially over the years. I'm hard pressed to find a title or an area where we can't find something Morrison in there already.
Avengers.
Well, Bendis wouldn't let go of that thing.
Saying that, I don't know. but then again, I don't think he put it out. It came out as part of an interview, did you say, Colin?
It was on the Comic Vine podcast is where I
So it was like a pull quote or something that then went out there. So
I read the interview on CBR, Comic Book Resources, and they covered everything that he's doing right now. They talked about Happy. They talked about Morrison Khan. They talked about, you know, they said, what are your plans for superhero books? And that's when he mentioned Action. His run of Action is done at 16, and he's done with Batman Inc. And I thought it was interesting. He said, my take on Batman Inc. is done at number 12. So maybe that means they're going to continue Batman Inc. after he's done, which I honestly didn't think they would do, because that seems like a concept that only Grant Morrison wants to touch. Nobody else really wants to write about Batman Inc., except me, possibly.
Jeff Lemire was talking on Twitter. I know you don't tweet.
Oh,
yeah. About he has a new project that he's really excited about for DC, and that would be interesting. Not that I know. I mean, this is just a total
You're
guess. When
insider.
You said that, no, I'm not. I'm such an insider on Twitter. Yes. But
no, that would be interesting. Yeah,
I got a lot of loose ends to tie up.
I know.
Five issues.
Yeah. No. They're only on issue 3. So he says he's going through 12.
Action Comics.
Oh, Action. Okay.
Going up to 16. He's already halfway through his run, and even I'm like, what? So,
really?
Wow. I mean, I get where he's going. I just don't know if he can get there in, you know, 4 or 5 more issues. We'll see.
See, I thought you were going to talk about the news about Rob Liefeld leaving. And I know
oh,
that.
Wait, I didn't hear that news.
I know.
What?
Yeah. There, I'm not sure because I saw he tweeted saying he's staying on DC well into 20. He's staying on the books until well into 2013. But then there was something online about him leaving the books. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I think it was something along the lines of he was worried that if his titles weren't going to be big sellers, that they'd be the next to be canceled. But from what I hear, they are big sellers.
Yeah, they're still. He's only started with Deathstroke.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
You're saying that he's piggybacking on
the
writer that came before.
People are going to get into a couple issues of his stupid artwork, and it's gonna start going downhill. I'm telling you, the same thing is going to happen with Hawk and Dove. Hawk and Dove is
canceled.
What's that? Well, I know that.
Hawkman.
Hawk and Dove got canceled because Liefeld's art, his writing, he's used up, washed up.
You're saying he doesn't have a fan base that follows him around?
Not anymore.
Why do you think that they hired him onto those 3 books then?
His pictures.
Because DiDio and all those guys are still living in 1995.
They are.
It was cool.
they're
living
back
in the
Scott
Liddell was cool and all those other guys that they've been using.
So how many issues of Hawkman, Grifter, and Deathstroke have been released since he took over?
3.
Deathstroke's been 3.
Or 3
well,
of each, though.
Did 12 come out yet?
I think he took over
12's
all
not
7 months.
Yet.
So.
12's next month.
So 3 issues has given readers a chance to draw.
He took over 2, so the third one is not yet.
I think he already has a name for himself.
No,
I don't think it's so much that he's... It's because of those books in particular, just when they put him on here, readers already have their opinion on
it. So you're saying because it generates controversy, because he kind of brings some narrative with him just by the name?
Like, Nick buys them
for the
entertainment value of how bad the art is.
Well, here's what I want to know, Colin. If 3 issues have been released, have you noticed a drop-off in readers on each one of those individual titles?
Not from him, but for me, none of those 3 were very big sellers
anyway.
At
least 2, because I dropped Grifter and Deathstroke because of him.
Uh-huh.
And I dropped.
Well,
how do you know it's
because
not
of the Demonites?
Oh yeah, I did drop that.
How do you know it didn't pick up? How do you know he's not doing a real good job? How do you know?
Well, you know what? I've read Deathstroke. I've gotten caught up on Deathstroke, and I can't buy it.
Uh huh.
I really can't. I'm very close to. I'm going to give it one more, and then I'm thinking about getting rid of it too.
He's not drawing Grifter, right? He's just
right. He's the only one he's drawing is Deathstroke.
So.
Although he's doing covers for the others, which makes me go, why?
I stand corrected, though. I did drop Grifter because of the Demonites. I dropped every book that had them in him. Superman.
Uh-huh.
They're just a villain I could care less about.
But you like D-Man.
I don't like D-Man, but I like that story. Okay. He was in the latest Cap story.
Now, so now that the match show's over, did you have anything you wanted to talk about, Colin?
I brought up one topic to ask Ryan about.
The Match Show.
Hey, Jeff,
oh, great. There's a new podcast coming. The Match Show.
Spoilers for The Dark Knight ahead, friends.
No.
Hey, Joe Fell, at least I don't show up with, like, note cards and a prepared speech.
Yeah, he's ready. He's prepared. One thing I didn't know it
girls,
was.
You're both pretty, okay?
Say it with an English girl. Accent.
If I keep doing that, I'm going to be killed or
point
thrown
missed.
Out.
I didn't know it was coming, but when I was checking in the books yesterday, I noticed Marvel has switched their paper stock, just again. To make you guys aware. The $3.99 books now have the old $2.99 paper, that rough kind of paper, the non-glossy paper, and the $2.99 books now all have the Battle Scars interior paper covers.
It's just a two-ply toilet paper.
Right.
Toilet
paper. Across, yeah. So it's, they've made that change across. No, that's why I said the $3.99 now have the $2.99 cover. So there's no more glossy covers.
Yeah. How funny is it that a Marvel book was just critiquing DC's paper this week?
Really?
And Kick-Ass, yeah.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I didn't really check Hit Girl, so that might be different, because that's an Icon book, so that might be different with Mark Miller.
I think Icon's different.
That started this week. Different.
Hit Girl. Oh, yeah, just started. The paper change started this week.
We'll
yeah. It was across the board. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of bad when the previews guide has better paper than the comic?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it does.
No, you're right.
No, it does. You're right.
Was it last week or the week before?
And it's only $1.25.
You guys were talking about Daredevil and how the book felt thicker. And after I picked up my copy and went home and listened to the podcast, I noticed that it did feel thicker.
But almost like it was like a rougher paper, and I think that made it feel thicker.
Right.
You know, it wasn't any extra pages. But, so now all the $3.99s are that way, and the $2.99s are on the two-ply toilet paper.
All right, well.
So.
Is it cotton or recycled?
What?
Is it Cottonelle? Or
no, it's more like that generic stuff you find in the gas station.
Even the black and white bag.
Even toilet paper is better.
Next they're going to get the dude from the office to sit there and remember that? Where
unrolling. Yeah, yeah.
He was doing that. Yeah. He was D2-plying the toilet paper.
No, Chuck, you can't talk. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just working in the printing industry as I do, I know paper prices, they change daily. So I don't know if that is... the reason why they're doing this.
That's my guess.
Thinking about it, it probably is hard for them to keep the prices where they are, because I know paper is like skyrocketing right now for some reason.
You're killing all the trees.
But I assume that has something to do with it, is why they're changing it.
Now, newsprint's cheaper to begin with, right?
Well,
from what they say, publishers say online, not enough to that would make it. Like people said, why don't you go back to newsprint for $1? And they're like, it's not that big a difference.
But then you got Image. They charge $3.50 for most of their books, and their paper's nice cover to cover.
Right, right. Or even like DC still has a glossy cover at $2.99.
That would be my guess is what's getting on.
Yeah, I think it's more like just a case of penny pinching. But I as I was checking him in, I noticed I'm just like, wow, that's dramatically different.
Or do you think it's a push towards digital? By
it
Marvel?
Could be that too, making
the
paper
the value of the book.
The
inside
page is real.
Yeah,
you don't want to buy them anymore.
But then also about the thought that you know what different printing companies say. Say DC gets theirs printed in America.
Actually, DC's in Canada, Marvel's in America.
Right. You know what? Look at the price. America is a higher price. Maybe DC's getting a better price from Canada. You know what I mean? The difference in that.
So a lot of that stuff's all worked out. I mean, both Marvel and DC are big companies, and I know this is kind of apples to oranges, but I can tell you when I worked for Pizza Hut,
operations to Mexico,
out of
country.
Part of the company was involved in checking the future prices on cheese and buying cheese futures to manage that part of the supply chain. So I would imagine that along with, everything else, that's accounted for somewhere in there.
Sorry, I'm just going to get samples.
That's an interesting point. Never mind.
They're buying paper futures, maybe DC bought more, maybe Marvel just...
Well, I wasn't saying that exactly. I was just saying, for example, here, I've seen other companies... do things to influence their supply chain.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
How funny is it that DC has their comics printed in Canada, but the Canadian price is noticeably different than the American price, but if you check the actual exchange rate, they're basically the same, American dollar versus Canadian dollar.
I mean, are they more expensive there? Or
they're far more expensive.
Okay.
I'm saying like a $5 difference on a hardcover.
On a hardcover.
Yeah,
so, like, 50 cents on a book, maybe, or a quarter.
I don't know. What's it say on the book? Does anybody have a book handy?
There's Canadians. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Canadians.
Sorry, I still have a last thing.
I don't know. I missed it. We're going to have to find out that story.
Actually, it's not
next
listed.
Issue.
They don't list the Canadian price on the magazine formats.
No, they don't.
Hey, Joe, if we're online long enough, you'll get to see my helicarrier no. today
I'm
from San Diego.
I'm laughing because I was having a hard time finding a
shield helicarrier. Shield helicarrier? Or what,
four-foot shield helicarrier that they had in San Diego. I grabbed one off eBay. I guess I'm just going to have to do it.
There you go.
No,
it was a $2.99 and $3. Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah? So you're doing like an unboxing video of the shield helicarrier?
Yeah, this is how Daredevil felt last week. It feels thicker in the middle.
Yeah? Is that done now?
The truck, but the truck's not here yet.
Oh, okay, okay. What time is it there?
It's 3 hours.
Minus two.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's heavier.
Okay. Don't give this to me now. Okay. So, let's dig into the previews.
All right.
We'll start with Marvel since... What are you doing?
It's okay.
Don't be hitting the microphone.
There's no prices on
it. Oh, sorry.
No, they don't put those anymore. Okay. Cover Uncanny Avengers number one, starting the big. What are they calling it?
Marvel Now.
No, but it's Revolution, but Re-Evolution.
Yeah, wasn't that last year with AVX? They had talked about the Marvel Re-Evolution with the augmented reality stuff too. Or I don't remember when it came in.
Maybe I just remember seeing that, trying to sounding out the word, going what?
So Uncanny Avengers is using the old. Old Avengers logo, the old Mighty Avengers logo.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of, but then it's going to be up the sides of the book, so it might be a little tough to...
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Okay.
All right. End of an era.
End of an era, yes, because all these books are ending, which I'll get to when we get to each one. Jeremy made an interesting point. He's like, wow, Captain America ending at number 19 to relaunch with a number 1, and Thor ending at 22. It's
it is an end of an era.
Right, but it's like, it's not even 2 years old, and you're relaunching it already.
It's just a really, really short.
Short era, yes, fair enough. Fair enough.
Are these the covers?
The disposable era.
I guess, yeah.
Where all your books
kinda,
can end at a moment's
notice. They're kind of interesting. They go into, like, a review of the era of what, like, this is Ed Brubaker's run, pretty much.
Right.
This back here is Matt Fraction's run.
On both of those.
Yeah.
I'm really not trying to be snarky or dissing on Marvel here, but is this the end of Shattered Heroes or... What, Heroic Age, or
no?
What?
The only era is just the writers.
Oh, okay.
The writers ending their runs.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know if they were trying to tie up one of the Banner things that they've been using for a year or not.
Did they say if Matt Fraction is actually leaving those books?
Well, the books are ending, so right. We don't know if they'll be coming back on the new number ones, but they haven't announced everything. But they've announced some of it.
He did.
Yeah, he's done. He's just sticking on Winter Soldier. So we got Marvel Now Point One. Which is the first point one didn't sell that great, so. And I think there were at least two stories that they never followed up with through that first point one, so we'll see how this goes.
Colin, who's the shield insignia helmet that's kind of floating around Nova?
That I couldn't tell you.
Anybody?
He looks angry.
No. Oh.
But I don't
just
know.
Noticed that.
I think that's just
I've never seen
a reflection of the light. I don't think he actually looks.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's a take on. Who's Booster Gold's buddy?
Is that Skeets?
Yeah, is that Skeets? That's the Marvel Skeets.
That's where he's been.
Who's the X-Men character that's just the brain? Is it Martha Robinson or whatever?
Yeah, I was thinking
Martha
that
Johansson.
Too.
Okay,
Johansson,
yeah. Or maybe they just gave her a helmet now.
Maybe.
It makes sense.
Her own little space pod.
Yes.
That's definitely a different Cap costume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more Ultimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Nick Fury Jr.
He was always Nick Fury.
Yes.
Iron Man is a Pittsburgh fan.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Pittsburgh. Steel City Iron
yeah,
Man.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I like that.
I had read online that Dan Slott had said that nobody had looked at Spider-Man's eyes, and it looks like he has little Ditko dots for his
no.
ears.
No.
Yeah, so.
Where's Spider-Man in this picture?
Top. He's on top.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And, going for a ride, Hulk.
But he's got a black costume. Interesting.
And Hulk.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
He has a black costume.
Spider-Man.
He's red and blue.
That looks black to me.
Yeah,
I'd
black.
Say
green.
Black.
Do you guys look at the same picture I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is black.
I'd say green.
Oh, red and black.
It's definitely not blue.
Which picture? Page number, please.
One. We're stuck on number one.
Should we slow down?
We're an hour in. Okay.
Cable back.
I do.
My page one for the online PDF only has Scarlet Witch and Hope coming at each other.
What?
Oh. Are you on the right previews?
You said Marvel previews.
Yeah.
For August.
Got the right month?
Well, I'm looking at July.
Well, that would have been last month.
There's something funny about that.
Okay. I do like the future of Marvel is now.
Right. The people who are going to be listening to the podcast are going to be like, who are these friggin' idiots?
Yeah, speak up.
Well, they're always thinking that.
Yeah.
They think it every week.
I just like the Rocket Raccoon's an Avenger.
Well, that's not the Avengers. This is just point one.
That looks better than the other point one cover with Nick Fury throwing out a bunch of people I don't care about.
Well, sadly, I think that's going to be the insides.
Maybe
but
he's just kill all these people.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Don't like you. Don't like you. No, no.
It's John
Skeets.
Skeets.
Version of Skeets.
So now, Uncanny Avengers: Rick Remender, John Cassidy. I like John Cassidy. I like Rick Remender.
I don't like that cover.
I don't know what to make of the book. So, but you know, we kind of have to wait till the end of AVX to see exactly what's going on.
It's a cool lineup. I mean, at least what you're seeing, and it's interesting where the Scarlet Witch is standing.
What's interesting about it?
Front and center?
Well, no, but if you look, the right is the right side of the lineup is X-Men, and the left side is Avengers.
No.
Havoc, Rogue, Wolverine.
That's true.
I kind of already.
But she's more an Avenger than anything.
Yeah, I already made that kind of disconnect between.
Well, she's both. But
yeah.
Yeah, she was. Well, she did kill
she's
a
never.
Couple of
but there's only
she
one person that actually likes her.
She's a mutant. She's not an X-Men.
I thought all mutants were X-Men after Elsa Bam.
Yeah. That's segregation, and that is not right.
That's
racist.
You're
going to have to leave. You offended all of us.
I just
moving on. Gee.
No, I just thought that after House of Death, all right. I seriously thought that they were all X-Men.
Scarlet Witch's costume is kind of different. There's no cape.
More like a pantsuit.
Kind of a suit.
Yeah.
It appears everybody's got a different costume. Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah, Havoc's got that weird head thing going on.
Yeah,
they
changed the costume.
Then again, wasn't his old thing just three-dimensional?
Like, yeah, that was cool, though.
Yeah, it was kind of like
Neil Adams
cowboy
designed
hat.
That was cool.
I don't know. In reality, if I walked around like that,
it focused his power.
They'd be like, wow, that's crazy.
Right, doesn't it look like he's gained weight or something?
Well,
like, Cap, what
are you
doing?
Well, it's Captain just America's the artist, always does.
Okay, you're right. It is kind of...
He let himself go.
It's kind of rounded.
Okay, let's keep going. It's a long book. One of my favorite titles coming out, A plus X, soon to be followed with A equals X next month.
It's greater than.
Well, it's got Robin Ellis on it.
That's a selling point.
It may not be that bad.
Right.
Dale Cohen, I like his art. I mean, it's good to see
but
it coming back.
This is weird because I'm looking at cover by Dale Cohen. That's not Nick Bradshaw cover.
Right. Okay.
That cover is terrible.
But it's got Dupe. So that's the only thing that gives me hope in this. The Dupe is on there. So
is that supposed to be Storm in the lower right?
No, that's Warbird.
Yeah, get it right, man.
Come on, man.
I'm just wondering.
I do like the Pittsburgh Steeler Iron Man. So
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet. All we need to do is throw a number 86 on him or something.
I do like on the other side, the baby Captain America has a lowercase a.
To make extra money.
I don't know. I find that
I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
He
actually what?
Yeah.
To make extra money, Tony Stark was actually in Batman.
And a little Lockheed? Look at that.
Hey, Joe, do you want me to tell you the most?
No,
stop. Please, no.
Stop. No. No.
Okay, now AVX consequences.
At least it's only 5 issues.
Right. Here's my concern about this is just now, this is just giving again my retailer side. It's 1 through 5, which means I have to order all of these at once with no chance to adjust my numbers, which.
How are they coming out? Weekly?
It's a weekly. So it's one of those. That's a big red flag for me.
Hmm. Who is it?
Who's what?
Who's the outlaw?
How do I know?
Can't you guess by the outlaw?
Well, for those of you who can't see it, there's a chalk outlaw.
It's obviously looking at Nick Fury.
Oh, okay.
Senior.
You had to kill him off somehow.
Nick Fury Senior?
Fair enough.
This is where he's been.
He's going to die of old age now that the Infinity Formula was going.
Yeah, but he wants to go out a hero.
We know who it's not.
Who?
As you can see.
Oh, well, that narrows it down.
Iron Man.
It's obviously Bucky.
No, they already killed him once. They can't kill him at every event.
That was his life model decoy. Now it's
right.
Serious.
Okay.
But they should. He can be like Kenny.
There you go.
Oh my god.
You bastard. Okay. A babies versus X babies.
That looks awful.
Yeah, that's.
Oh yeah, but look how cute.
Is anyone going to buy this?
But it, that's not the interior part. Yeah.
If Young does the covers, I might actually buy this.
You know, if it gets Megan interested, then I'm
okay, that's
it.
Four.
And I hate it.
It's a one shot. I know it's a one shot. But I'm just saying I'll order four.
I have to say that none of this stuff, though, does work. It doesn't sell.
No, it don't.
I mean, they do this all the time.
According
you know?
To Tom Brevoort, this is by popular demand because of Scotty Young's variant covers.
I thought it was because of Marvel Apes.
Yeah, because that
I thought that took that. So off so
yeah,
well.
So young, I think,
do I detect a note of sarcasm in your voice, Adam?
No.
Wait.
People.
All right, on to the next.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
Okay, Thanos, son of Titan. Whatever could this be for? But I really like Joe Keating, who's the writer. I like him as a person because I know him. And so I'll give
buds,
this one a shot.
Hang out.
We're buds, yeah. Well, at my first burgers. Retailer summit I went to, and he was the brand new image PR guy.
Oh, okay.
So I got to talk to him.
Was that
now
really
he's a writer.
Big surprise?
Now he's a writer. What?
Thanos in the Avengers movie.
No, well, no, just the
that was a big man. Surprise.
He's never really been an Avengers villain.
No, I mean,
it really doesn't
I didn't
have
see
anything
coming,
to do with
but
Thor.
I wasn't just, I knew. Well, I figured they put Thanos into any.
Like
I mean, Avengers bad guys are there. You expect to see him sometime.
Think about. We're not the target audience.
Well, that's true.
Right. I love the Marco Duberic.
I'd say Jared Devin.
Final cover.
Right.
Yeah, that probably means it's going to be colored.
No, I think they're just going to make him as a baby on the cover, so I think
the greatest unsolved mystery.
On to the next.
History.
Next, Avengers End Time starts here. And continues here.
Whatever happened to the Ultron War?
Ends.
Yeah,
I
so.
Think Hickman's going to write that.
Is it?
Because Bendis is off after whatever this little End Times thing is.
They've been hyping that since that point one came
yep.
out.
Before that.
Or, yeah.
Since the yeah, well, the point one a long time ago, and then they did it again in the point one issue. It's getting very confusing. With
I've
point
never even
one,
heard
I'm talking
of
about
this End Time.
Yeah,
where did
either.
This come from?
Yeah.
What is it?
And it's in everything.
Well, you haven't heard of it because they're still in AVX. This is the post AVX End Times. Mm.
This is the end of Bendis' run.
And New Avengers. Back from the dead.
Hey, I didn't even see him there.
Doctor
Voodoo.
Oh. Well, they could be in another realm or something.
Yeah, it looks a little
realmy.
Yeah. Realmy. Perfect.
And it looks like there's going to be another issue, and we're missing a couple
right,
covers.
Yeah. Where's his other face?
Yeah. Secret Avengers continuing.
He's only one face.
Look at Ant-Man. He looks pretty pissed off in that cover. He's all black.
That's because
and red
he's
eyes and
he was supposedly killed, and well, he's not. They don't know if he's dead or not, but in Secret Avengers.
Plus, right. I think somebody just spoiled the end of Dark Knight
Oh,
Rises.
It's the Black Ant. That's why.
No, that wasn't funny?
Not
you guys
Ant-Man.
Didn't get that
it's
one?
Not Ant-Man. Ant-Man. It's the Black Ant.
Pissed off because of
someone. Where's his bite?
Looks like a yes. city juggernaut.
Oh! Joe, you're not allowed to do that anymore.
What?
Tell a joke.
I was good. I liked it.
Okay.
Just took me a couple minutes.
I'm still not getting it.
He's saying Ant-Man's pissed off.
Please turn off your alarm.
Which one is
Beep.
It?
Not
coming from over
my car. They're breaking into my car for my Hope Summers cosplay that's sitting in the back seat.
Nail place? Okay. Okay, like Avengers that. Assemble number 8. Bagley and Bendis' final issue.
Who's taking over after that?
Don't know.
It's just getting canceled.
Wasn't
yeah.
Mark Wade taking
yeah, more than likely,
this?
I bet it is.
Oh, I think I did hear
I
something about
that.
That.
Well,
yeah,
it is coming to an end,
yeah.
But I think... I think there's more story than 8 issues.
Yeah. No, it's just their runs coming to an end. And it is kind of funny that a lot of these... Marvel's looking at stuff more as the writer's arcs and things rather than the issues. You know, like the beginning, they're saying, you know, end of an era only because Fraction's leaving Thor.
Well, you mean Iron Man.
And Thor.
Yeah. Both. Yeah, but he's written Iron Man for what...
Right, but it's just funny that it's on issue 18. You know, that's not much of an era.
But even if you look at the new Daredevil hardcovers and trades, those are Daredevil by Mark Waid. Yeah. Not
which one got very... it's Secret Avengers. It's in this... We'll get to it later, but it's Secret Avengers by Remender Volume 2. But it's technically volume 5 of Secret Event, so it's just going to be look a little weird on the shelf.
Right.
So, Avengers Academy, Dark Avengers.
Does anybody know if that's going away?
I think both of those are going
away. Well, Avengers Academy, because the new arc is like Final Exam or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I bet both of the they'll eventually, with the all the renumberings and cancellations,
I really
hope
they cancel Dark Avengers and put somebody good on a new Thunderbolts book. Because Thunderbolts is a great title when it's done well.
What was your favorite era of the Thunderbolts?
Warren Ellis and Deodato. Yeah.
Okay, Hawkeye, that comes out, I think, next week, number one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's David Aja.
I really just want to say how much I am in love with that cover. That's all.
I like the other one.
Why don't you marry it?
Go look at the covers.
I like covers.
Channing Maynard Pee-wee.
Red Skull Mini. Really good. David Aja. So I read the preview of Hawkeye number one.
Yeah? Was it awesome?
It was very good, actually. Cool. I was surprised.
Really? Because I have... I guess maybe not the high hopes for it.
It was good.
I'm confused by the blurb. Barton and Bishop means double Hawkeye. Do they mean Bishop? X-Men Bishop?
Kate Bishop. Hawkeye Jean.
I like Young Avengers. Like purple kilt wearing.
Yeah, I'm not a big Young Avengers guy. Okay, Marvel Universe versus the Avengers. Didn't we just have this? Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Well, it was Marvel Universe against somebody else.
No, I was thinking of Avengers versus X-Men.
Isn't this in the same vein as the Punisher versus?
This is out of continuity. This is where there's that disease or whatever.
I like how Iron Man's wearing a skull on his face.
You know what? If you
it's not his mask, it's an actual skull.
Like a zombie book?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I just said. I was like, when did they become the crossed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks
they
like.
They look very crossed, yes.
Right? Especially Tony.
Yeah.
Like, look at him.
Hulk's pulling his best Maestro impression, it seems.
Yeah. With a Doctor Doom skull.
I thought that was
interesting.
Yeah.
Avengers Spider-Man's getting canceled. Rob Williams is writing.
Okay. Well, that's just the annual.
That's the annual.
That's just the annual.
That's the death rattle for any Marvel book.
No, because next issue is by Kevin Shinnick and art by Aaron Cooter.
That's even worse.
Isn't that dude in the background dead? Didn't he die in Civil War?
You mean the Hypno Hustler? Oh, come on, man. They're pulling out all the top guys.
It's not Goliath.
I thought it was Goliath.
No, it's Hypno Hustler.
No. Actually, wasn't the Hypno Hustler about the same time as Goliath?
Probably. That's definitely a late
70s. Yeah, I was going to say it's a late 70s.
Well, I mean, come on. That's a disco-themed villain.
I was going to say he was killed, but he wasn't. That was Spider-Man Reign. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he was in that and he was killed.
Oh, okay. But that wasn't in continuity. So.
No.
Okay. Now, next, Minimum Carnage Alpha.
Whoa.
And honestly, just seeing that, I wish Nick was here because that just would send shivers down your spine.
Why?
Because there was a Maximum Carnage Alpha, and that story went on for a very long time.
Would you call that story garbage?
That's pure 90s goodness.
Yeah.
Come on. That's
there you go. 90s good. Yeah. Carnage is back, and bigger isn't necessarily better.
Now, this is interesting.
Is this going to be like 15 parts?
Covered by Clayton Crane, but the interior is not.
It's between.
Because he did the other two Carnage miniseries.
Right. Which is interesting, because I was looking in the DC previews. He does the cover for iVampire.
Ooh.
Which,
no.
Yes, is very pretty.
Oh, he's crossing the pond.
So, and now it's continuing on to the Scarlet Spider and Venom.
Yeah. You know what I gotta say, though? I am enjoying the Scarlet Spider.
Yes, me too.
Absolutely.
What do you like about it?
I like that he has no response.
They get slapped.
He has all the power, but he has none of the responsibility. He feels none of the responsibility like Spider-Man does.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Spider-Man without the guilt?
Yeah, I like it that he can go either way at any time.
And he can talk to spiders.
Cool.
I think he feels the guilt. I think he's just trying not to be. He's kind of trying to play that anti-hero, but
right.
He always does the right thing.
Yeah, he does the right thing, but there's going to be the one time that they're actually going to get creative and maybe he won't do the right thing. You know what I mean?
Okay. On to the next. Amazing Spider-Man starting the Danger Zone, which is Slott's big thing. I'm looking at his cover going, this is great, but then I realize it's not the same interior art.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Was that from Top Gun?
So. Yeah. Is that the original Hobgoblin to the right?
I didn't think about that.
Or is that Demo Goblin?
Ah. I really like that Steve McNiven cover. That's a really sweet cover.
That's Hobgoblin.
Who's the chick with the red
That's Madam Web.
I don't know.
But I really like that cover, but I see it's Giuseppe Camuncoli who's doing the insides, who I'm not as big a fan of.
What? You don't like Giuseppe?
Nah, not a big fan of Giuseppe. Getting into the Ultimate stuff, which I wish it sold, but it doesn't.
I'm gonna pull a Joe F here, and I'm going to buy the Ultimate X-Men by Wood in trade.
Oh, yeah?
Now, the only problem is it's the shocking conclusion to United We Stand, which is running through all the Ultimate books. So, yeah. And then, so the next thing is United We Stand going through. And I kind of like that the big conclusion to United We Stand is an Ultimate Spider-Man. And it just says artist TBD. It's like, oh, so we don't know who's drawing the big Ultimate conclusion.
Now, I am kind of excited for Ultimate Comics Iron Man. One, because I'm an Iron Man fan, but more because I'm a Nathan Edmondson fan.
Okay.
I'm just surprised that they tried it again.
This is like the fourth Ultimate Iron Man book.
Ellis did two or three. He did Ultimate Armor Wars.
The guy that did Card.
Yeah.
He did the original, yeah. And then Ellis did two of them.
And then Ellis did one or two.
And then there was Ultimate Human that was really an Iron Man book.
Yeah.
I like those ones. I liked Ellis.
And then we're getting point ones are even going into the Ultimate Universe.
Ah. Where? I didn't see that.
Next page.
Ultimate Comics Spider-Man number 16.1.
Keep going. I said next page.
Why?
Okay, Winter Soldier, Captain America, and Black Widow now. With art by Francesco Francavilla.
I see that.
That'll be good.
Working for that. Oh, okay, so there's the giant... I remember there was some Cap story where if you kind of... I think it might have been Man Out of Time.
Yeah, where they saw the... Yeah. That's weird that it's not written by Bendis. Yeah. I mean, not Bendis. Brubaker.
Yeah.
Wait. Brubaker's leaving Marvel after he finishes his Cap run.
Right, but they just had that big reveal. What was it, in 600? Except or when Cap came back, he had that vision of the future, and it looks like this is it.
He had two future visions.
Well Brubaker's staying on Winter Soldier, but he's leaving everything else.
Right.
And now Captain America with the End of an Era.
It
issue 19.
I mean, think about how long
it is, but it's just funny. It's just issue 19. You know, so relaunch.
It was a premature relaunch.
Yes.
And that's usually what Marvel does.
Didn't think
right,
about that.
You were setting that up, weren't you?
I wasn't actually.
For the big event, they usually give it the original number again.
Yeah. So now Mighty Thor 22, End of an Era, End of Fractions run. I love all these final issue variants. It's like...
I mean, I've liked most of what they've done so far, but I think ending the era and swapping things around is a good thing.
Yeah, like this is ending at 22, Incredible Hulk is ending, relaunching at 15. It's just, if you're going to do it every year, it loses its effect. That's all. Journey into Mystery.
It's a new era, so they're going
to start. Right, it's a new era, right. What era is this of Incredible Hulk? It was supposed to be the Sylvester era, and that lasted all two issues.
Two and a quarter,
you got me. Okay,
Page one.
No, it was like the first three pages
or
something, and Portacio took over.
Did he ever get reunited with Banner?
Did he what?
Okay. No. He didn't get reunited with Banner.
I will say the Iron Man End of an Era.
Not yet.
Okay. No, I stopped caring after the first.
Because that was he's had a big run on Iron Man since the first Iron Man movie.
He's
been doing although it wasn't 527 issues,
of it was good.
Was that after Civil War?
Yes, it was. Well, it was after. It was after
Extremis.
Because there was.
It was after Secret and Secret Invasion.
The Invisible Iron Man.
Civil War
was.
Raylan's Secret Invasion
started
was when they cut the other Iron Man title.
Well, they changed it to a War Machine title and launched.
That's right. And then, or it was in Dark Reign.
Right.
For a while, following the movie, there were two Iron Man titles. And
that was Iron Man 2.0 by Nick Spencer.
No, it was before that, and it was written by people I don't care about. This one,
Charlie
Fusible Iron Man, was launched at the same time as the movie.
Legacy.
I think that's
a miniseries.
No, because there was Invincible
that announced as
Invincible launched as a tie into the movie. The number one came out the same week as the first movie.
I think he said on Twitter that him and LaRocca have done like 100 and some issues straight together.
Maybe it's hard to tell with their numbering stuff.
They included the annual and a couple other things, but he said that the two of them did 100 plus issues together.
No, okay.
That's a good run.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely.
I mean, it's
now we got Defenders that's not going to hit 100 issues. I'm wondering if it's going to hit 12.
Did you see Brevoort talking about Bendis being the all-time leading writer of Avengers?
He has written, if you add everything, because he's writing three titles, yeah.
He's written more Avengers books than any other person. Actually, he's written more Avengers titles than number two and three added together.
Okay. Mm.
Which is funny.
But has he written good quality right. Avengers titles?
Yes. Well, they have been quality, but they have not been as dense. If we would have spread out, you know, the Stan Lee run, you know, to the same density as Bendis... Yeah. He probably
would have decompressed books.
It. Stan Lee wasn't even in the top three.
No.
But two was, but I'm saying if Roy we spread Thomas? Out, okay, if we spread out Roy Thomas, then
yeah, I can't remember who three was.
Because a lot of those were like 2-issue story arcs and versus
8-issue story arcs.
Number one penciler of Avengers,
George Perez.
Nope, Diodato.
Oh,
according to Revort.
Of time,
he is a machine.
He did a lot in the late 90s. In the 90s, yeah,
he did some 90s stuff. And then when he came back recently, I mean, he did do a lot of covers.
Yeah, New Avengers,
yeah,
Avengers,
New Avengers, Secret Avengers. He did something with pretty much. He did Dark Avengers when it first came out.
All of it. He did. Yeah. End beginning right. to end, not this relaunch shit.
Right, right.
Stuff.
Hey, now we move on to Red She-Hulk number
58.
Ooh,
do not care.
Ooh, man. I mean, that's turning it into a single-digit book right off the bat. No offense to Red She-Hulk, but does anybody want a Red She-Hulk book?
Offense to Red She-Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean,
no offense to female
Jeff
listeners.
Jeff Parker basically came out and said that he's creating a book. He's doing a book with a female lead because he thinks we need more of them.
Right, no, he thinks we just need more giant boobies. There's not.
Speaking of which, where's that Catwoman issue?
Really?
Does that come out yet?
Next September.
It's a zero.
I think that's all.
I'm going to buy every single one of them.
I think that's
and
all.
And load a bonfire.
Cool. Order more.
That's all.
That'll be good for you.
That's all fine and good if
he make a poster now.
Wants more female characters,
yeah,
but I don't think it's going to sell just
window.
Because.
I like that she's holding the old copy of.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's riffing on it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a digital copy.
I think it's just kind of, I don't want to say offensive, but I wish that I believed that he believed that there should be more female leads. Well, I think that he thinks people are going to buy it.
Excuse yourself when you do that.
Right.
What? Which is almost offensive to say, like, oh, women are going to come in and buy that comic because it's a female lead, and they
right.
don't care about the story, they don't care about the art, and they
right.
don't care about the character.
You're saying, no,
oh,
there's a girl on it, I'll read
oh,
it.
Oh, there's a girl on
yeah.
it, I'm going to pick that up, which...
Right. From a marketing standpoint, I'm just confused, because they say an all-new ongoing, but it's just number 58. They're just changing the title
of
the previous
book,
it was
right? Hulk
they?
Before, now it's Red She-Hulk.
Well, that's not a new ongoing, they've
no.
just changed the title of the book.
Right.
I,
and,
you know.
And the lead character.
Right, well, I guess my question is, if they're going to do a big relaunch...
Where's the number one?
Anyway,
they love number one
yeah.
so much.
Why not just,
why not do a number one here?
Why not just
you know?
End the book and then wait and bring it out as
I
one
know,
of the videos?
I think they're trying to piggyback on... Like, they did that with Incredible Hercules. They're trying to piggyback on... Oh, if you're getting Hulk, try this. And also, you know, we have a track record for ordering. So
who wrote The Incredible Hercules?
Who wrote it? Pack, I believe.
Greg Pack.
Yeah. Not Jeff Parker?
No.
I think it was Pack and Parker together, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe that's Parker's
signature
move. I
like that. I did like that. Well,
was,
I don't think
it
it's not
Pack
his.
Because he kept doing it. He was doing the Hulk before it changed over to
Hercules. And this book is something I've noticed a lot, is that I think Marvel and DC are both exploiting minorities to grab for a money grab.
Oh, yeah?
Minorities?
To be honest. Well, in terms of comic readership.
I agree with that.
In terms of comic readership, women are a minority at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
They're doing this.
I don't even think it should be allowed in the store.
The gay wedding, the gay Green Lantern. I really feel like they're just doing these things to make money and to sell books. I don't think anybody really gives a crap
no.
about the social aspects of these, and I think they're just money grabbing. But I always see the negative in people, so... Take that for
dated
months.
Okay. Now,
yes.
Fantastic Four and FF both coming to an end, ending Hickman's groundbreaking run.
Hickman had a great run.
If I felt like something big was going to happen there, I would buy it, but I gave up on that a while ago.
Hickman's, you got to play Hickman. Hickman's like the long game. He's like Marvel's Morrison.
But I you don't really see anything like major happening in this, yeah.
Unless, like, they go to the bridge where all the Reeds are and, like, destroy the multiverse.
Which
would
be
awesome. Okay, Daredevil. Now I have to say, Matt was like, "What did you read?" I'm like, well, "I've read in big chunks. I got caught up on Daredevil, and I really like Chris Samnee's art on it."
Yeah,
yeah. Samnee's one of those guys. Some books I love him. Some books I hate him. He did a nice Daredevil.
Yeah. So, still going good. And then End of Days. Now I saw this, and I didn't. I guess I didn't know about it. I hadn't looked Well, I guess, yeah, I wouldn't have known about it because the previews just came out. But I saw Bill Sienkiewicz and David Mack talking on Twitter. I'm like, wait a minute, what? And seeing a David Mack, not a huge David Mack writing fan, but Klaus Janson and Bill Sienkiewicz drawing a Daredevil book made me very, very happy.
I thought Klaus Janson was more of an inker.
He is. He is. But they're both kind of inkers. So it's going to be, I mean, he has his own style. He took over Daredevil after Miller. Mm. He drew the whole thing.
He drew some Batman.
Yeah, so I'm just, those are two.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Well, wait, wasn't this the Avengers title that was starting here, Avengers End of Days? Or was that End Times?
That was
End Times.
That's different, yeah.
Come on, man, that's different. But an 8-issue mini, so that, and it looks like it's a Ben Urich story, because, yeah, Ben Urich has one less story to write.
What was Matt Murdock's The Final Secret? I think they messed that up.
Well, you know, hey, you know, you can't expect them to catch everything. Marvel Zombies Halloween. Yay.
Cover by Francesco.
I mean, it is a nice Francesco cover, but...
That'll sell.
Not really.
If it ships before in October, it will. If it ships before October 31st, it will sell.
It's a great big if. And then Punisher Warzone that they were hyping for a while.
That looks good. Marco...
Cicchetto. Who's that's the regular guys who've been writing Punisher, doing Punisher. So
I like the cover.
It looks kind of interesting. It makes me want to catch up on Rocco's Punisher.
And the finale of Space Punisher.
He's holding the earth.
It looks about as good as Frank and Capra.
From what I've heard, though,
he's got a cape.
From what I've heard, that book doesn't make any excuses over what it is, though. From what I've heard, it's written to be really tongue-in-cheek and really silly.
Right, but I didn't get that from the solicit for the first one.
Right.
So, I have a whole lot if anybody needs any.
Anything written by Frank Thierry, you should, like, cut your orders and, like, whatever you think you need and then cut it in half.
Yeah. What else has he written?
Amazing Spider-Girl... that was Tom.
I'm not sure what Frank Thierry is. Space Knights. Now, don't know where they're going. This is just a reprint.
I was going to say, is that an old? That looks like.
Yeah, it's a reprint of a 2-issue series that came out in 2000, so I'm not sure what they're quite. No, why they split it into three.
This collects Space Knights 2001 and 2, so maybe the next two are new content?
Next one.
Issue
two of the new series will be 3 and 4, issue 3 will be
1.
Yeah.
And it says collecting Space Knights 1 and 2.
Why? Is my question.
I don't know.
Why are they doing, where's this coming from? Okay. Now, I was happy when I saw Emma Rios is doing Captain Marvel 5 and 6.
Yeah, because
but that's just going to make it a weird...
Did anyone like that? I didn't want to interrupt.
I love the book.
The book was okay.
I didn't like it. I'm just asking if anyone... I didn't read it, and I was wondering if anyone liked it.
I love the book. The art is good. It just doesn't fit the tone of the book. It's really a dark art, like we were saying earlier. Vertigo, X-Force.
Yeah.
But it's not a Captain Marvel book.
I thought I'd give it a try, but I want to hear what other people said first.
And I'm really happy to see her on the cover without the faux hawk or whatever.
That was really bad.
Last minute.
And I had a question, just here, a little off track. So they're fighting in the beginning of the book. She takes off her little sash that she wears, puts it over the guy's head, and suffocates him. And says, this was designed by Tony Stark. I'm like, why would Tony Stark have designed a sash? It just seems so weird.
Tony Stark is fabulous.
Right, but it's just she has this decorative sash that she wears, and you know this was designed by Tony Stark. It was such a what?
Well, maybe he designed it so that, like, it's flexible but armor protective or something.
Well,
it's made of nanites.
They've never, the sash armor that's
was,
made of sashes.
Yeah, it was just it was so weird.
It's
it was
a
just
nanite
what?
Sash.
Yeah, I just found it very odd.
I liked how she had the faux hawk with really short hair, and then they show her out of the uniform, and she has long, like, blonde hair.
Yeah, well, shocking.
Extensions.
I'm excited. Dexter. Now, I like Dexter a lot.
Doesn't like Dexter.
But I like that it's written by the writer of Dexter.
Yes.
So cool. I think that's pretty cool. So I'm actually kind of excited about this.
I don't know Dalibor Talagi.
What, you don't know all the random Marvel artists? Come on. Well, I like the guy doing the cover, though. He's one of my favorites.
He's TBD? Done X-Men.
Yeah, TBD.
Who?
Yeah.
Dalibor
Talagi. Oh, wait. Cover by TBD, but variant cover by TBA. Hey!
So one of
think they're related?
They're cousins.
To be determined? Yeah. They're cousins. Thank you. Thank you. So, I'm excited about that, but that just makes me laugh.
How many people out there name their kids 2B?
Yeah. Dalibor Telagic actually did X-Men First to Last that you said you liked, Colin.
Okay. First to Last? I think I...
Yeah, it's like the... Okay. It's the one arc from Adjective List.
So let's skip the child stuff.
What?
Whatever.
You don't want to read Cars Magazine?
Come on. Phineas and Ferb Magazine 13. I'm kind of going, where are the other 12?
Because I got a question about this first
X-Men. Muppets? Oh, okay.
Did Marvel not learn their lesson from Batman Odyssey?
Well, now, I will say, I had Jeremy read it online, because it was like 15 minutes before he was ready to go and I was sitting doing something. And he said basically it reads like Neil Adams is trying to retell the X-Men's origin using Wolverine origin, the movie, and X-Men First Class's origins, and telling a story combining that together, well, kind of disregarding anything that ever happened in the comics.
Well, Neil Adams isn't writing it. Christopher Page is. Okay. Look at that art. Like, I love Neil Adams, but dude, put the pencil down, man.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people out there.
Or let somebody else ink you.
Yeah. There are a lot of people out there who are still probably really big Neil Adams fans who will buy it anyway.
Yeah, I will.
I'll try the first one.
I really will. I'll buy it next week. Because it's a Neil Adams book. But you are right. He does need to put it and let somebody else ink his work.
Yeah.
Well, he just needs to put it all down. Just retire. How old is the guy? He's got to be 70.
Yeah.
I think he's 60.
Yeah. Probably late 60s, maybe early 70s. Yeah. But I mean, look at Sheldy Moldoff and all them guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were. Well, yeah.
Sheldy
Moldoff. Yeah. Sheldy Moldoff. The one of Sheldon Moldoff.
Yeah.
You know, Silver Age guy.
Yeah.
A lot of these Silver Age guys are still around.
I gotta hate on Marvel for a second.
Just a second?
Just a second. I'm normally trying to defend Marvel because Colin's a hater. But Wolverine 309 was the most pointless piece of junk.
Well, they even said that. They said, oh, that's the reason we're shipping 309 doesn't matter. It's just a fill-in book. And I'm just sitting here going... And why did you bother doing it?
Well, my question was, why didn't you just move up the beginning of that to 309?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you can't change two numbers on a cover of a book at print time.
Yeah.
I mean...
But, well, they already did postcards, so maybe that messed them up. But I'm looking at this going, 314, a new all-new jumping on point. And I'm kind of going, well, it's fake 314 because you artificially bumped it up. Because they renumbered it with a 1, went to 316, then magically went up to 300. And it's like, now you're trying to, oh, here's, jump on here. Well, why not just come out with a new number one? Everybody doesn't do that.
DC renumbered Superman or Wonder Woman and a couple other titles.
Yeah, and they did it like at 600.
Yeah.
Well, but it's just funny. I just found it funny to say, hey, try this as a jumping on point.
I do like Colin Bunn and Paul, whatever his last name
Pelletier.
Is not a bad artist. So, you know, I'll read it. But,
and then X-Men...
Oh, that story's been good.
Has it? Now, is it in continuity, though?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm just looking at Colossus, so...
It's in continuity, but I don't know when it takes place because they're not acknowledging the Phoenix Five.
Okay.
Or ABS at all.
Okay. Like, that was the cover on Wolverine and the X-Men. The one they couldn't show you before is the Phoenix Colossus. I just went, if you're just reading, you know, that's just so odd. Age of Apocalypse, Astonishing X-Men.
To Age of Apocalypse. Love the cover to Astonishing X-Men.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. X-Factor, which is just really... That's another book. I got caught up on Daredevil and I got caught up on X-Factor. And that book is just so good. And you should all be reading it. So,
what if I don't know a whole lot about X-Factor?
You really don't need to know a whole lot. But the neat thing is for the entire run, Peter David's been writing it. So it's just kind of his story continuing, and he has just a real good feel of these characters, and it's just a fun, really good book.
It avoids most events, and it's
characters nobody else wants, so it just keeps going.
Was it like Secret Invasion? No, it was like one of the Messiah complexes. It had like a one issue.
It had one of those. There was a Secret Invasion crossover that was so bad.
One issue or two issues or something.
It crossed over with She-Hulk.
Yeah.
With who was that artist? The guy that... Oh, I couldn't stand Stroman. Larry Stroman did the art.
Oh, the worst guy ever.
That was so
bad. Draw that big butt.
Yeah, you know him. So, you know him.
Yeah, Uncanny X-Men 20. We can't tell you what it's about due to the fallout. So,
I like the cover.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Gambit. We'll see how that goes.
That's next week too, right?
I think that's going to be awesome.
Positive. Wolverine the X-Men. I just like the second year of the most starts here at number 18. It's like, okay, double shipping has its has its effect.
Well, aren't they canceled now?
Not that I know. It doesn't say. So, but I mean, it could. Like, they canceled a bunch this month. Well, yeah, and then next month there'll be some more.
Gonna
so
to, they're going to roll the new ones out. Yeah. So they got to roll the old ones out.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I agree. It just seems interesting. And Deadpool's still running ahead. And of New Mutants.
I thought Deadpool was done. I thought they were ended.
He's dead.
But I thought they were canceling that book.
Or Daniel, it doesn't say.
Or Daniel Way's.
He's leaving. Yeah. Yeah. Daniel Way's epic run comes to a head or an end. Which is it?
Well, you know what? He probably actually wrote all 62 issues of that Deadpool series.
Yeah.
He's been on that forever, and they don't renumber that book.
Yeah.
That's about as many issues as Fraction did of Iron Man. 62?
No, he's done more than that. He did the first 50, and then after 50, they renumbered it to 500. 500. So 70-some.
So ending at 527. Yeah. So 70. Okay, 77. So about a year more than 63.
So New Mutants is ending. Mercy killing. Oh, Art. He's doing this book, too. Mr. 2B.
TBD?
This one's TBD. I wonder if his cousin's on anything else. Extreme X-Men. We'll see where that's going. Number one just came out today.
How many did you sell?
Including you two. Yeah.
So. It was a good story.
Plenty to go around. You know, I started it. I never finished it. It was an interesting start, but then it just kind of got lost in the wash of everything else coming out.
It's a it's Exiles, but with characters you care about.
Yeah. X-Men Legacy coming to an end.
Love Mark Brooks covers.
Uncanny X-Force not coming to an end. Although it might be final execution. So, Phil Noto, I'm just so happy he's on a book.
Yep.
Yeah. And Jerome Opeña doing the covers. It's like,
nice call.
You can end it on that. I'm good. I'm happy with that. Wolverine Max. Everything's good. I mean, it looks interesting, but then who's Jason Starr? And who's Connor Williamson?
I was just looking at that.
He's Williamson.
So, I don't know.
I was like, oh, that's a really...
Maybe.
Really
no, it's
like
covered
cover.
By Jock,
cover
so the cover's great.
Right. No, I know.
But
I saw that, so I was like, oh, that looks really cool, and then I just looked up that. Slightly, and whatever.
And then Untold Tales of Punisher. Oh, wait a minute. We had, was it TBD or TBA we had before?
TBD.
So he's got a lot. No, yeah, it was TBD. Okay, so he's doing Punisher, too.
I'll tell you what. That last issue of that came out last week. Oh,
was
that bad?
Okay.
The first issue.
Wait, Scotty Young is writing this.
No, it's a different writer every month.
Right, but I'm just saying he's writing that. It's just an odd book for Scotty Young. When you think of kid stuff, you don't think of Punisher Max. You know.
Yeah, I look at the cover. It has a kid on it.
Yeah. So Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass 2. We've got the Mark Miller section here. Super Crooks, Hit Girl, which she just looks wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
It just looks wrong.
It looks like
I think that's what I was talking about when certain people can't draw kids.
It looks like a Chucky doll.
Exactly. It looks like a female Chucky doll.
That's just an adult with really, really short legs.
This is one of my favorite things in this book. We have the Brilliant Premier hardcover collecting Brilliant 1 through 7. Hey, it'd be great if we get number 4 out.
Yeah.
So we're still waiting for 4, yet apparently...
Well, I guess if you want to read 4 through 7, you go
That could be. That could be. And a new Power series. It's like, really? You're really expecting me to think this is going to come out anytime on time? And nothing against Susan Coleman. I think that's great. But these variant covers, why? It's very odd.
I mean, I had a lot against Susan G. Coleman.
Right, no, but I'm...
You don't like her?
I don't like that.
Okay. But I'm just looking at these covers going, why? Hey, Sean's back.
Hey, but they're pink.
He's muted himself.
Pretty.
Fine, mute yourself. I don't care. Now, this Venom action figure is pretty cool with five different heads.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
Okay, every time I looked over, you weren't there.
That is a cool Venom action.
Yeah.
Actually, I have my 2B red box down here, and I'm pulling out which trades and graphic novels to bring on the flight to Australia on Friday.
Fair enough.
That is pretty awesome.
Spider-Man hardcover.
Everybody should pick up Spider-Man and just look at the art. Don't read the book. Just look through
the art is very good. Hey, Matt, we got the Deadpool Max hardcover collecting everything.
Yeah, if I didn't already have it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's an awesome book.
I like it.
David Latham and Kyle Baker? I mean, come on.
Okay.
Never heard of him.
You've got a lot of Bendis stuff.
If you read a good Hal Baker book, read Special Forces. It's a 3-issue book we have in trade.
Okay, just lots of expensive 4-issue hardcovers.
Uncanny X-Force Final Execution Book 1, wasn't Final Execution starting in this book? Wasn't the first issue?
No, it started in 25, so...
Oh, okay, I thought it was...
And I didn't get caught up, but I finally read that one only because... I think I said this before. Yeah. I didn't read it only because it made me angry that it was a $5 book with 2 reprints and with only a 22-page story. X-Force 25. I finally read it. It was good.
When did it come out?
It had that cover. It was 3 issues ago, but that could be 2 weeks. So. A lot of more 4-issue hardcovers. I wish they would stop doing 4-issue hardcovers.
Why is Professor X on the cover of the New Avengers by Bendis?
Because this is collecting...
24 to 30.
I don't know.
Oh, it's the last run.
I don't know.
Oh, that was when the Illuminati stuff was going on.
Because
if you look at the rest of the people on the cover.
Yeah, well, no, because that's the Diodato. Maybe this is stuff that hasn't come out yet.
I don't know.
I don't know.
New Avengers 2010, 24 to 30.
That's the current run. 2010, just saying when it started.
Yeah, I know.
That had to be the current stuff. That's 2 years, 2.5 years old.
Yeah,
that is the Illuminati, though.
Richards is wearing his FF costume.
That is the Illuminati.
Illuminati returns to the next New Avengers.
Yeah, so maybe this is the end of that.
It's like we're looking into the future.
Yeah, exactly. The future. No, I can't keep up. Oh, wait. What's New Avengers on? 31 and 32 is the next thing.
Yeah,
and
this ends at 30, so that makes sense.
Well, wait, wouldn't 24 through 30 be the AVX tie-ins?
Professor X does do something in AVX, doesn't he?
Right at the end of it or right after it, because they're saying the Illuminati...
Kunlun, yeah, Phoenix and Kunlun. Okay, yeah, so that's the current stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a good story arc.
Okay, FF by Hickman. Now, here's who go. Yeah, Secret Avengers by Rick Remender, Volume 2. Right. But it's not Secret Avengers, Volume 2, because you had... But did they call the first one Secret Avengers by Brubaker and Secret Avengers by Ellis?
Heroic
Age. Did they call them that?
I'm just saying it's just
I think the one by Ellis just had a different title.
It's going to be interesting to try to shelve. Now, the interesting, this
the
is...
The Art Adams cover is beautiful.
Yeah, Spider-Man World's Greatest Hero is all these little point ones they're coming out with.
And those are the extra issues on canceled titles, yeah.
Peter right. Spider-Man and Web of Spider-Man Spider-Man point one and point two. Two of them have point twos. Okay.
Adam will buy it.
And then here is this Marvel Tales by Alan Davis, which is collecting these 3 annuals that they're doing this story through. First one was Fantastic Four that came out a couple weeks ago, and then it's doing a Daredevil and a Wolverine.
Mm.
It's like, what 3 bizarre books to tie the annuals
like
together
that,
in?
That one they did last summer with, was it Spider-Man, Daredevil, and an X-Men book where they went to an alternate universe together.
Okay. Yeah,
it was Steve Rogers.
Oh, that book just came out.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this, and I had to slash my Daredevil order. It's like, there's no way I'm going to sell as many of this annual as being part 2 of a 3-part thing. So. See, Journey to Mystery, Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
I don't see what I'm looking for.
I don't know.
Skip.
We got some kids stuff.
Next.
Captain America and Iron Man.
Woo. What's Red Hulk Mayan rule about, Colin?
I have no idea.
I swear I dropped it.
And here's what I find interesting. Jeremy pointed this one out to me. We have 2 volumes of New Mutants being offered here. So not only double shipping the comics, they're double shipping the trades now.
Are they coming out on the same day?
But in the same month.
Right.
So it's just kind of odd. It's like...
That is weird.
Strange.
Skip.
So. Astonishing X-Men Exalted. Hey, wouldn't it have been a good idea to have this out now so I could sell you this as you're picking up Extreme X-Men? That might have been an idea. Because this is where the Extreme X-Men is spinning out of.
Is the hardcover out?
Good.
It might be. Nobody's going to want to buy it.
Oh, Colin, your favorite story's coming back. And the next page. One more page.
Oh, yeah.
One more page.
No, it was funny. As I was doing the order on these, because I just finished my previews order, and it's like some of these I can skip. Like Fear Itself Homefront, The Hulk, Dracula. Well, actually, it looks like all of these I can skip. Yeah, these were all miniseries. But some of them, it was like, you know, Avengers Fear Itself. It's like, I have to order this just to have a complete, if somebody wants to get the complete Avengers run. But it's going to make no sense. If you just pick up this volume of Avengers, you're going to be
that
lost.
That
whole
front book was good. I don't know if I'd pay $25.
Get them while they're there.
It was good.
But just, yeah, I mean, just some, yeah, like X-Force and the Deep. Do those go together? You know. Hulk and Dracula. Well, I guess those kind of went together just because Hulk was involved in the end of it.
This is with style.
But, yeah, I probably won't be ordering any of those.
Man, that is exhausting.
Hey, and it, Matt, your night, Matt and Sean, yep. Your nightmare is almost over. The complete Ben Reilly epic book six is finally coming. So yes,
$5 price.
$240. Oh, is this one more?
Yeah, the last.
Well, this one includes the Spider-Man 101 Ways to End the Clone Saga issue.
I think
how many more books?
Greenwood said there was 8 volumes going to be published.
Eight of this?
Yes.
This isn't the end of it.
I don't know.
Oh, my.
I thought you said eight.
I am so sorry, guys.
But did you notice what wasn't in here, Colin? Something I order every month, regardless of what's in it?
Masterwork.
There's no Premier Hardcover.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see a single
one. No, you're right. There weren't.
I hope they're not dropping that line.
Well, it looks
me
like.
Me too.
Actually, I kind of hope they are.
Save you some money.
Yeah, save me $35 on 4-issue miniseries.
I love it.
Well, what do you mean by Premier Hardcovers? Like the archive stuff?
Those ones I had over there. Oh, okay, it's like the reprinting of the older,
right? Okay,
right. Older books.
Ryan, look at that.
Yeah,
whatever that black and yellow book is.
Black and yellow. I just wanted to make sure that I was thinking of the same thing.
That's Joe. You know how Joe rolls.
Yeah.
He's rolling.
All right, there's Marvel.
There we go. What do we want to veer into now?
You're going to get the
DC.
You know, I probably will. It's depending on the price of it.
Of what?
Straight to DC. The teddy bear from the Ted.
We can switch.
There's a talking jersey.
There's a yes.
So you can scare your children.
That movie was great.
I didn't see it.
Oh, man.
What? Don't bother me.
I don't know how to close in a bookstore like it's fancy.
Yeah. Hey.
This is like
we're highfalutin. Exactly.
I'm not at the comic book store. I'm at the bookstore.
I sell both kinds of books. Marvel
for
and
you,
DC.
Honey.
I'm buying educational material. Right.
I'm Adam.
Oh.
You're Adam now? Okay.
Hi.
He's looking at
I've regenerated. Okay, there we go.
Do you want to skip one of the indie publishers instead? Or?
No, we can go straight to DC. Because there was a lot of stuff I liked in DC, which made me realize maybe I have been a fan.
I haven't heard you do DC in a while, Colin.
Okay, we'll switch to DC.
All right.
I've lost you guys on video, but that's okay. You don't need to slow down.
Well, you were just looking at Donnie and Joe, so.
You don't know what you're missing.
Okay, first thing. Before Watchmen, Rorschach number 2.
Oh, that's a cool cover.
Great cover, but I'm even more excited about the variant cover by Jock. That's going to be awesome because, like, you like the Bradstreet cover.
Yeah.
See you, Tony.
Yeah. See you guys later.
See you, Tony.
You get in trouble?
No.
You got called home?
No.
Okay.
I just got to go home and.
He's leaving on his own free will.
Dog things. Yeah.
Okay, dog things.
On his free will, right after his wife calls.
That's okay.
We're recording, man.
Cool, okay.
Now, Dr. Manhattan number 2, I think that's a great cover.
Yeah. It is a cool
one. And it's also this a variant by P. Craig Russell. It's like, this just gets better.
Fine. P. Craig.
Before Minutemen with a variant by Steve Rude.
It just, issue 2 was even better than issue 1.
Yeah, I like that.
Matt's opinion notwithstanding.
Okay. Silk Spectre, I thought issue 2 was great. Variant covered by Bruce Timm.
Really? Oh, God.
I mean, they really got all the crappy people on this. So, and before, that is such an awesome comedian cover.
That is pretty cool. Brian Stelfreeze variant cover. Nice.
So, good stuff. Justice League, the last one was good, but I don't know.
I really wish they would just make a Shazam book already.
Yeah.
I could not justify buying the book every month because I was more excited about Shazam than I was about the Justice League story.
You see what I don't like about that book?
Tony Daniel?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we knew he was coming on to it.
Is he going
to
be on it? Or is he
no, he's just doing. I think he's just doing a couple issues.
I like his art.
They're doing that line wide, aren't they?
What?
Yeah. I read that get back up to where they're 6 issues ahead of schedule.
Three
issues.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's line wide, but they said a lot of the books or something.
That's okay. Get them caught up. Yeah. Aquaman.
Finale of the others.
Which is neat. I like little things like that because this has been almost a 13 issue story arc.
Right, yeah.
Which is nice that, you know. There was nothing interrupting it, and it's just been a nice story. Because it's been interesting that I've been selling a lot of runs. Like, somebody came in and bought all 11 issues of Teen Titans. Somebody else bought all 11 issues of Blue Beetle. And it's just neat. You don't see that really. Nobody's coming and buying 11 back issue or an 11 issue run of Iron Man and things like that. I'm just not seeing it. No, I'm just not seeing it. But I like, and it's even when I'm not here and I go and I'm going through the transactions and all of a sudden I see, you know, on Sunday and yeah, and you just
or something last Sunday.
Yeah, and you just look at this big run. It's like, wow, you don't expect that. Still here 11 months later,
but there there's
still
really been
the interest.
Interruptions in these
right.
series, though. As
and you can just get that and go with it. So yeah. Now it is Tony Akins on Wonder Woman.
Right.
So, but they've kind of been alternating.
But I really don't think the replacement artists on that book have been bad. I thought
he hasn't been as good as Cliff Chang.
No,
but it's a similar style.
Yeah, that's a high bar to meet.
Yeah, but it hasn't been. Hey, Kevin, it hasn't been a real dramatic.
Change
where some of them, I go back to that one issue of Captain America where they were changing artists in the middle of the book, and I think it was Giuseppe Camuncoli was one.
Yeah, that was
and
bad.
That was a really tough one to take. Green Arrow still going. Savage Hawkman. I don't quite know what to do with that art, but it's Joe Bennett who's good art.
He is.
I do like Joe Bennett.
DC Universe Presents bringing in two characters that we haven't seen before, so that's kind of neat with Black Lightning and Blue Devil.
Did you see the interviews with the guys who created Blue
Devil? Yeah, they're not happy.
No, they're not. I thought that was. They said that they wish that they would have been approached to kind of do another take on the character.
Mm. Was that both? Did the same people create both of these characters?
No,
they were both. They both had the similar reaction of, "Well, why wasn't I contacted?" Which I thought was interesting, but.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Flash still rolling along, getting in Gorilla Grodd.
Art and cover by Francis Manapul on that one. I know he's been off the past couple issues.
Okay.
Marcus Toe has been drawing that.
And that's new people on Fury of Firestorm.
Dan Jurgens.
Yeah, I remember seeing that was getting a creative team switch. Because first Gail Simone left, and then it was just Ethan Van Sciver. And I think Joe Harris was co-writing with him. And then maybe they're both leaving. I don't know what issue they left on, but... I honestly haven't been following Fury of Firestorm.
It was pretty cool how Ethan Van Sciver took over the artwork.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if his writing was as strong as his artwork. Yeah,
okay.
He did make a return to penciling.
Okay. Like I said, I hadn't followed that series. And that's when they first announced it, I thought he was going to be drawing it, but then he was just writing and they still had...
Hey, back to what we were talking about before.
Okay.
The creator of Black Lightning
actually...
had a contract written where he retained creative rights for that character.
Oh, okay.
And that's why in Super Friends, when Black Lightning was brought into that, he was renamed Black Vulcan so that DC didn't have to pay him.
Right. I remember reading about that somewhere.
Black Vulcan?
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. It was a totally different... You know, that's what they said. They said it was a totally different character. But, you know.
Yeah, pretty close. Same powers.
Right.
Same costume, different name.
Right.
Well, Dan Jurgens on Firestorm? Yep. Not buying that book.
Wow. So,
you don't like Dan Jurgens?
Not when, no.
His writing's very 90s. When he took over the Superman book, it was very... It felt like I was reading 90s Superman.
What'd you think of him on Booster Gold?
I didn't read his Booster Gold stuff.
It's pretty cool.
I read
some of his Booster stuff.
Booster
he's hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a topic I like, I'll read him. Like, I loved his old 90s Cap run.
I don't think so.
But... I'm not a Firestorm fan, so I'm not going to read it. If he's writing something I like, I'll read it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to...
See, I look at Firestorm and New 52, and I'm like, that is a modern character. We need a modern artist. Dan Jurgens is like an old-timey guy. We need somebody, you know, somebody fresh. Who's a good fit for that? Help me out.
For Firestorm?
Yeah, I'm thinking Rob Liefeld.
If I could throw something at you, I would.
See, even that's the thing about the, I mean, we're I guess super sidetrack. The thing about the DC relaunch reboot was that I was excited for it when it happened, and I'm still liking where it's going. But it does have that 90s tinge to it that we talked about when we first started reading it, like when we all were reading the first issues. And I don't know how to feel about that 90s twinge going through it because I grew up reading comics in the 90s.
It wasn't an exciting time.
But when I read comics now and I see, like, Rob Liefeld or Dan Jurgens doing art in a book, it immediately takes me back to the 90s stuff, which I think that's the issue. Is like, I want to see a lot of new stuff, but this whole 90s thing that they have going goes back to where they said they wanted to get back lapsed comic book readers. So I can see why they're keeping the 90s in there. I mean, of course, they even have...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, they've even got, like, Scott Lobdell and Bob Harris, who were big guys at Marvel in the 90s, too. So, I mean, it seems to be working for them, so that's fine. But I think that sort of prevented me from really latching onto these other books.
Chris Burnham.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
From Batman Inc.
I'd read that.
I'm really interested to see what he does after Batman Inc. ends. Because I really like
that. Remember that issue where he did the, they were, like, in the computer...
He didn't do that one.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't do that?
No, that was Scott Clark.
Okay.
You're talking about the one with Oracle, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Scott Clark, and I forget who else. But it was the same guy that did the prose issue of Batman where Joker had his transformation in the earlier Grant Morrison Batman run.
How about Clayton Crane? Clayton Crane's coming over to DC. I think he'd be a good fit on this character.
He couldn't keep up on a monthly.
He did it on X-Force, didn't he?
What, in the 90s?
No, X-Force, the first volume.
Okay.
He did, like, he can do 6 issues at a time if he has some lead time.
Yeah. Nicole Scott on Earth 2 continues. I mean,
really good.
That's the only reason I buy the book is because of Nicole Scott.
Nicole Scott's pretty good.
She's a fantastic artist. I'm guessing that's her husband.
Trevor Scott. I'm not sure. Her style's very similar to George Perez, which I think is really cool. I mean, it's not the exact same thing, but it's almost stuff like, you know, we always say that, like, different schools of art, you know, it's like she's following kind of Perez's style.
You know what just dawned on me?
She's actually from Australia.
Sorry, I just had a random thought.
What's up?
Whenever the new 52 launched and everybody was outraged that there wasn't a lot of female artists, Hal Miotti kept saying Amanda Connor's working on something for DC.
Yeah.
That had to be before Watchmen.
It was.
Okay. Uh-huh. But that was like 8 months before the announcement.
Talking to the guys at conventions, like J.G. Jones said that he'd been working on it for so long and he couldn't. It was killing him that he couldn't talk to people about it.
Yeah, I just put two and two together in my head right there.
Even Darwin Cook, I watched a video interview with him from Comic-Con, and he was saying that they had approached him about it 2 or 3 years ago. You know, DiDio has been trying to do Before Watchmen for a long time now, and it was, you know, Paul Levitz didn't really want to do it, and that's what kind of kept him from it.
Yeah, now he's gone. They got what's her name, Karen something?
Karen Berger does Vertigo, but, like, Jeff Johns and Jim Lee together do
Jeff Johns, Paul creative Levitz, officer, and Jim Lee and Dan DiDio are the co-publishers.
Okay.
And I forget who the president is.
It's a woman.
Yeah, she did the marketing for the Harry Potter series, and that's why Warner Brothers chose her, because they liked her marketing skills.
She did the marketing for what?
For the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
I forget what her name is. I'm going to have to go look that up.
I thought you said the marketing for the hair product. I'm
yes,
like, oh,
product.
Great.
Yes, I got someone for the hair product. Yes, these comic books will really, really stave off the dandruff. All right, we'll get back on track. Earth 2 has been really good, though, if anyone else...
See,
has
I don't
been
really
reading.
Like the book. It feels
like
a cheap ripoff of Swamp Thing and Animal
you know,
Man right
I,
now.
I heard you say that on the last podcast, and...
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't terribly excited that they kind of brought that parallel in, but at the same time, he's going to do something different with it. It is a different Earth.
I'm going to stick with it for a little bit to see where it goes.
Right.
But.
I just like that... In issue 3, they really set up Green Lantern to be the new Superman-style character of that Earth. When he got his powers, the entity that gave him his powers had said, you know... He said, why didn't you do this before for someone else when Apocalypse is attacking? And the entity says at that time, Earth had a sun god. And
that was Superman.
Superman. Yeah, that she meant Superman, or it meant Superman. But World's Finest, I didn't stick with that. But, I mean, it was a good book. It just
wasn't
my favorite.
I'm kind of interested to see the Zero issue, to see how they came together.
I am very interested in the Zero issue. Action Comics.
Hey, check out this Action Comics annual. Who is this?
See, I'm really excited about this annual because Sholly Fish, he's writing the backups for Action Comics right now.
All
right. And the backup story in this annual is written by Max Landis, who wrote Chronicle, that movie that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did the Cooking with Comics Nightfall YouTube video, and he recently did a YouTube... like a parody / history lesson on the death of Superman that was pretty hysterical.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
so,
Charlotte Fish wrote the single best Batman issue I think I've ever read.
Which was that?
It was a Batman Brave and the Bold that had all the Robins in it.
See, I didn't get to read that one.
Oh, it was a great issue.
But that's
it's a kid's book, all ages book. Sorry, I don't want to tell kids, but it was really good.
But that's why Morrison said that was why he picked him, because he was reading Brave and the Bold and he really liked it. But I like the backup story.
Hey, we
sometimes
have a kid on the podcast today. So Parker's here actually enjoying today's issue of Superman Family Adventures.
You know what?
With all the super pets.
I picked up the first issue of that, and I really liked it. It's a good book.
So, Superman by Lavelle and Kenneth Rockefort?
I love Kenneth Rockefort.
I like the art style.
What do you like about him?
You know, I think there's a certain flair. There's a certain his art is stylized in a certain way. It's very modern, and there's a heavy weight to his figures.
Can you tell me three examples of that, Joe?
Hunter Killer, Superman kidding. Return of Doomsday, and Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Well, I just hope Lobdell doesn't. I really didn't like Teen Titans or Superboy or Red Hood, and I wanted a creative change on Superman, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's enough to make me pick it back up.
I'll try it. I'll try the Zero issue, and I'll try 13. We'll see how it goes.
I'll probably read them when I work.
Right.
See how I like them.
I do hear good things online about Supergirl, but I didn't stick with that one.
I didn't stick with it either. It wasn't going anywhere after like five issues.
I heard it picked up, and I thought about getting back into it, but it's one of those things that it's lower on my list of interests.
Yeah.
So...
Ooh, there we go.
Are you excited for Talon number one? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
What do I like about it? get a little March doing the cover?
No, yeah.
In the art?
Yeah.
Trevor McCarthy on a variant cover. He did he's doing the Batwoman run that's wrapping up now.
Oh, Trevor McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Even though the story's bad, the art isn't bad.
Yes. I agree with you on that one.
And I'm interested to see what this. I mean, I like what the Jet James Tynion wrote in the backup.
No, right.
No, number 4X.
I think they're putting Scott Snyder's name in the front of the book.
Right.
But it's like they did with Gates of Gotham, where Cal Higgins wrote it and Scott Snyder plotted it.
Right.
Mm. And I think that's what's going on here. Is it's a Scott Snyder story written by James, whatever. Who?
Tynion the Fourth.
But do you actually know how he got into comics?
Well, yeah, he's a student of Scott Snyder's.
He was one of Scott Snyder's students at NYU.
That's how Kyle Higgins got in, too. He was also a student of Scott Snyder's.
Really?
So it pays to be a student of Scott Snyder's.
I didn't realize Scott Snyder was old enough to have students.
He teaches at NYU, isn't
he? NYU. He teaches at NYU, but I think he teaches at another college, too.
Wow.
But I'm not so interested in Talon. I was kind of done with the Court of Owls halfway through the arc.
What?
No. I really liked Court of Owls.
Court of Owls was great until the Night of Owls crossover.
I think that's what soured me on it.
It was too much.
Well, I didn't like that. It's just a personal thing. I just didn't like that the mystery behind the court kind of disappeared in like one issue.
Yeah.
I was fine with them being totally nameless and faceless, and Bruce not knowing much about them. But whatever. I don't know. So a lot of people seem interested in Talon.
Are you gonna try it?
No, I probably won't.
I think it warrants at least a try.
Well, maybe I'll change.
I'll definitely try this, but I don't know how they're gonna keep that story going.
I don't know.
Where does it take place? Is it current day?
As far as I know. Snyder said that it's the one Talon who got away, basically.
That's right.
Yeah, he escaped, he didn't want to be a part of the court, and he left, and now they're hunting him. So, Batman Inc. number 5.
Yeah, check this out, Damian Wayne.
Yeah, basically.
Azrael in the 90s.
Yeah. No, yeah, Batman Inc. number 5.
Where'd you hear that one
at? didn't you come up with that a couple weeks ago?
Did you? Yeah. I wasn't here.
You mentioned that a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
But Batman Inc. number 5, I'm super excited for, because we get to see Damian in the future again.
Shocking.
Will Grant Morrison ever shock you? Literally, or just only sarcastically?
No, you liking Grant Morrison.
Okay, that's
shocking.
No, I will agree with you on that.
He does, he pulls twists out of his, bag of tricks.
I was just joking. But, Batman 13.
No, I gotta give Capullo credit. I hate his interiors, but that cover's nice.
It's a cool cover. I liked the teaser poster with him holding up the chopped off face.
I was half expecting that to get delayed.
Me too.
Incorporated 3 was, because you figure you got the Joker,
right,
and you got death in the title, and with everything that's happened, I'm surprised they didn't push that back as well.
I guess because it's a couple months off.
Push back?
Batman Incorporated 3.
Number 3 was supposed to come out today, but it was delayed until next month in deference to
But that's not going to be out until September.
Right. Yeah.
Well, depending on how.
There were some scenes in Batman Inc. number 3 that Warner Brothers felt was a little too early to show a scene like that in reference to what happened with the Batman shooting in Aurora. And
so some nut jobs ruined my comic reading.
Nice. Well, oh, yeah, yeah, think of it this way, Matt. 4 weeks. You know, it's a PR nightmare for Warner Brothers. Yeah. They pulled all the trailers and everything that were going to be on TV for Batman this weekend.
Really?
This past week. Yeah, they pulled the entire marketing campaign in deference to what happened in Colorado. I mean, it is one small part of the country, but, you know, you think those people in that part of the country aren't going to want to see any Batman trailers.
Yeah, they don't want to hear him brag about how much money the movie made.
Right. And that would be in poor taste anyway. They even delayed the box office receipts until
just
Monday.
A day.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they are at least acknowledging that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't keep a secret forever. I mean, somebody was going to find out eventually anyways. I mean,
did it beat Avengers for the first weekend?
No, it didn't. It beat Dark Knight, and it's still the third highest grossing. Is it weekend or midnight? I don't know.
Yeah, it was the midnight.
Okay, yeah, third highest grossing midnight.
So but it didn't beat Avengers for the first weekend?
It was the highest for a 2D.
Yeah, that's the thing. Avengers had the 3D on it, so you got to factor that in. But, but I agree with you, Donnie. I was expecting this to be pushed back, but I think Colin's right. It is a couple months out, so.
I think it depends on what news comes out from like the trial or whatever and everything. Because
that's true.
Considering how he was crazy and thought he was the Joker, and
right,
or he might just be saying that.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that occurred to me, too. He could have went and bought a Batman mask and threw it in his apartment to say, oh, it's because of this.
It's not going to be, I don't see it pushing back.
Detective Comics 13, I'm super excited for this because John Layman is taking over.
Oh, that's the guy from Chew, right?
Yes, and I started reading Chew recently, and it is now one of my favorite comic books.
Megan, are you excited?
For what?
The guy from Chew taking over Detective
John Comics. Layman is writing Detective Comics, starting with issue 13.
You going to read it?
October. I mean, I'll probably read it, yeah. Am I, like, freaking out? No.
I mean, I'm excited.
Just general indifference, I guess. I mean, that's cool. Like, he's great.
Say it in an English accent.
Thank you for underselling it.
The most callous review of this book ever.
I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's okay.
What were you looking at?
I don't know. Stop.
You were generally indifferent to it?
No, I was like looking, I don't know, I'm lost. I'm upset. Okay.
I've been reading Chew. I started reading Chew because I heard that he was taking over this, and I've heard Chew
was
good.
Bad or something
Chew
happens.
Is really good.
No, it was just bad.
And I'm more excited that he said that he's not really writing big arcs, and he doesn't really write big arcs in Chew either. Each issue, even though there is a larger plot going on, you could pick up any issue of Chew and still understand what's going on. And he said he's going to bring that sort of writing style to Detective, and I think that's something that's really needed. I know a lot of us didn't really enjoy Tony Daniel on Detective.
No,
he was hit or miss.
I dropped that off at number 4.
Yeah, he lasted longer than I did.
Detective?
Yeah.
Oh, really? That was pretty good.
I'm still reading it.
Did you get that all along?
Yeah, I've been getting it.
It's terrible, but it's Detective.
He did have the Joker cut off his own face.
I stuck with that. But I mean, the fourth one, whenever they had the Penguin show up, and then half the book was a backstory. I was like,
I don't even know what happened in that story. They were they were underwater, and they were at some party, and
yeah,
there were like somebody was helping him as the sky. I don't even know what happened. I really, mm-hmm. If you right. asked me what happened, I'd be like, Joker cut his face off, and then the Penguin showed up.
Okay,
on to the next.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, since Hurwitz took over, has been awesome.
See, I picked up the first issue, and I didn't really like it. It wasn't... Maybe I set my expectations too high.
I like his writing, so... That Batman and Robin cover is nightmarish. Like, you get nightmares from that cover.
Patrick Gleason's art is...
My favorite part of that is the first line of the...
Oh, yeah.
The solicit.
Gotham City is being devoured by zombies! Exclamation point.
Oh, it's a fantastic book, and it's a great cover, but, like...
No, I agree. It's a creepy cover, but that's... Honestly, the writing is really good in that book, and the art is really good. Batman and Robin, 99. Page 99. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
I feel like we're in high school. Like, what page are you on?
Sorry,
I'm
pulling
Matt.
I came back.
No, but Batman and Robin's one of my favorite.
I could Batman. Do a different art on there, but I do like
I've really been enjoying Batman and Robin.
Gleason's not terrible, but he's not...
It's not my favorite.
He's not going to light the world on fire.
Right.
He's better than Capullo.
I like it. I like both Capullo and...
Oh, I think I'd have to go with Capullo over.
You know what? You know what spoiled him for me is I followed him on Twitter.
Gleason or Capullo?
Capullo. Okay. And he's a D-bag.
Okay.
I mean, he's just a jerk. Like, just a
Does he insult people?
I assume anyone who's famous is.
but he's an arrogant jerk, and I just didn't like him.
Comic artists enjoy a certain niche fame where they're mostly humble.
Really?
Yeah.
I think anyone that's famous is a jerk.
That's not true.
Mike Diodato and I talked online, and he was coming here for his Christmas vacation and asked me if I wanted to go out and have a beer and ended up doing a signing.
Has he come back since?
His age doesn't
the jerk?
His age doesn't live here anymore. His age moved to Florida.
He came here and he was like, I don't care about these a-holes.
Actually, he was really nice. He spent a big chunk of money.
No, he was.
Took us out to dinner.
He's probably secretly a jerk.
I'd like to see him come back.
Just kidding.
I would like to see him come back, so why don't you drop it?
Friends of Pittsburgh Comics Podcast is dropping. Don't worry about a moment.
I dare you to come back and not sign my stuff. My name is Joe Fellow.
On to the next.
Batgirl's carrying on somehow. The female Talon from Night of the Owls is still in that book. I don't understand. But I haven't been reading it.
The female Talon from Night of the Owls.
Not, actually, she wasn't in the last issue. She must be coming back. Well, that's the annual.
No. I like Batwoman. I'm reading that.
I don't know if that's her. It might be a different character.
How's Batwoman? How did that end? I didn't stick with that. Is it all right?
No, it isn't over yet, I think. Don't think.
Yeah, the last issue is the last part of the story arc.
The one coming out, right? Or did one come out last
week? I stopped it. It's a couple ago.
Well, now she's teaming up with Wonder Woman, so that should be interesting. Yes.
Colin, when did the last Batwoman come out?
Last week, I think.
I think you're right.
Sometime this month. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
it was last week.
It's funny. I didn't realize. I know we've always mentioned this, but we're still in the Batman section of the book. We've gone through at least 10 titles. We're still on Batman.
It's still. It's nice to see J.H. Williams.
Drawing the book again?
Yeah, that'll be cool.
In here.
Okay, that was
94
through
93. It's weeks in my mind.
That's fine. I don't know how much further we're going.
We'll have that conversation later.
Dropped it.
You really liked that at first, but I remember you saying that it wasn't your particular
birthday. I don't ever liked it.
I liked the first issue, but not enough to keep going.
Catwoman. And the study on Catwoman.
I'm looking forward to that, just because it's...
Did you read her Green Arrow?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was psychotic, but it was different.
It was different. It was...
It was interesting.
It was, like, different terrible.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
I thought Winnick's been writing a wonderful Catwoman, and I don't see the need to change, but... Hey, whatever.
Lightwing's been awesome. I don't know if anybody else is reading it.
I have not liked it since they.
Oh, you're crazy. It's one of the best ones.
I'll agree with you.
It's really good.
Donnie, I'll agree with you. Because I didn't like the first couple issues. I tried. I liked the 90s.
You mean like from number one?
Yeah, number one and number two.
I liked it up until this recent arc.
Okay.
And then it just. I don't care about these people that are in there.
Right.
No.
I'm just trying to frame Lightwing.
Red Hood. Anybody want to read Red Hood?
I'm not.
I think we should probably wrap it at this point.
I'm feeling that.
All right.
132, you guys.
Yeah, I think
that's fine. We'll pick up with
Green Lantern or whatever next week.
Yeah, we'll pick up on Green Lantern next week.
No Batman movie talk.
But it was awesome for us to know.
Thanks for listening.
See you,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye. What just happened?
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducky pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks. car. And from the Hellfire Society studio with cerebral mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beat. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in the system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah. Quite like this, because that's how we do it in the 616. Hey yo, Vince, drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm blonde when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that.